What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, you know, just looking at copper here, we call it in the trading world, Dr. Copper. Dr. Copper up about 3%, which is a real solid gain. A little optimism in the world economy that industries are picking up and people will be going back to work, and we will be manufacturing things. So Dr. Copper, a great indication of manufacturing.
We've seen that on Wall Street as well.
Oh, my God. Dow Jones, low of 18,000. Last night hit almost 24,000. And with that, a lot, you know, close to a third of America is going to be laid off soon, and a lot of people are staying home. But people who look at our markets aren't looking at this week or this month. They're looking at what is the value of the American stock market 2 years from now. 2 years from now, with a zero rate interest rate environment and a flood of liquidity from the Federal Reserve and economies across the world will get ramped up as we go back to work.
We had an announcement over the weekend with the OPEC plus nations. That have much play in the market?
Well, there's a saying in the trading community, buy the rumor, sell the fact. And that was a sell the fact. So we opened up higher and immediately that market sold off. Currently, crude oil is unchanged. I had several farmers call me and say, oh, I think crude's going to go up. And I said, I think that OPEC meeting was to stop crude from going to zero. So keep it in perspective. The CME group listed negative options last week for energies. That's not a real plus here.
At Sioux Falls pork processing plant closing indefinitely, a concern that could happen in other plants as well. What impact do you see there, Tommy?
Huge impact. Talked to some friends in the hog industry, devastated. They had 10 loads to ship out last week. They were only able to ship out two. Obviously, processing is a problem for the health of the workers, for the overall safety of the community that work in those plants. People scared, calling off, people legitimately sick. We may need help from the government in this one. I don't know. We're going to have to teach the National Guard how to bone out some pork butts here or something.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.